Blog Talk Radio.
Batman. Well, first of all, let me say this. The first
first Batman that ever came out was back in 89. And then we think about the Michael Keaton and Batman. That was a pretty big deal, guys. I think he was my favorite. He's definitely my favorite Batman out of all the Batmans. That one and Batman Returns, first two Batmans were pretty good. And if you can get that director back working with Christopher Nolan, then the guys are doing something, in my opinion. Best Joker of all time, in my opinion, has to be Jack Nicholson. Anybody that has to take medicine in order to get into to a role is just not really that good for me. You either have it or you don't when you're dealing with these actors. And right now, they're so far away with the movie. It's ridiculous. Zack Snyder did a horrible job because he made the movie, dramatic and really slow like this. And, they're comic book movies, so you got to put action in there. If not, more action than it was in the Batman vs. Superman movie, in my opinion. But if you're a DC Universe fan, you got to go check that out. It did really good at the box office. It's already at $500 million. It's probably even past that. I saw some of $600 million. With that being said, that number did so good numbers. They're actually positioning Zack Snyder to be off for the next Justice League movie. I think they're trying to, there's rumors that they're trying to get Frank Miller, or if y'all not familiar with Frank Miller, remember he did Spirit. He also did, I can't think of the name, he had a part with, Sin City. He did Sin City, which both of those are DC characters. So, for you guys that don't know that those are DC characters. Also, 300, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, Jonah Hex. They got, there's a lot of people in DC Universe that they need to actually make, in my opinion. There's been three runners up for the John Stewart Green Lantern movie. Remember, you guys remember Green Lantern from 2009, Ryan Reynolds. Everybody said that movie sucked. I thought it was actually a pretty good movie, in my opinion. I even bought the DVD when it came out. So I'm very, especially, Green Lantern is one of my favorite DC characters. So they got Idris Elba. Of course, Will Smith is out of it. So I think it's Idris Elba and Tyrese Gibson. I'm actually going for Idris, just for the simple fact that I feel like he's a better actor than Tyrese. Tyrese likes to be that Joker. I feel like, Tyrese's not really a good actor, in my opinion. That's just my opinion, guys. You guys are all welcome to all call, call in the show 713-955-0733. Talk about DC Universe. This is our first episode that we talked about comic books. So there will be more as the day get here. We're going to actually talk about Marvel first week in May for the Civil War trailer movie coming. But yeah, I just want to say with the DC Universe, they're making the animated movies is on lock. I thought Green Lantern was a good movie. The old Batmans was nice. Even the Batmans that they put out back in 2008 were pretty good. Dark Knight, Batman Begins, man. The Dark Knight Rises, I felt like this was a good continued as Batman. Why he left, I don't know. I guess he didn't want to be remembered for that, you don't want to be remembered for that, but every time somebody looks at this show, they're going to think about Batman. So you already remember for that because you did three Batmans already. And why would you turn your back on a role that made you a lot of money? It makes no sense. And still making breaking records. So, Green Lantern, TV shows are hands down, guys. If you're into TV shows like I am, especially when it comes to DC Universe, Flash, Green Arrow, pretty good. I'm actually going to start watching Supergirl here pretty soon, see what's going on. They're doing a lot of crossovers in those shows. So all those shows are pretty legit. From what I'm saying, The Flash, even The Legends of Tomorrow, that's actually a really good show. they're filming it on the show. Animated series are filming it. Don't take anything away from them. The only thing I had a problem with is why if I thought Cyborg was the Teen Titan. Now they're slowly putting them in the Justice League for some reason. I don't understand that situation, but hey, I'm all about African American actors, and if it's thinking about a black hero, I'm all in. John Stewart, Cyborg. I feel like they need to go ahead and make a Martian Manhunter movie and see what they're gonna do with that. Maybe a Justice League Part 2 if they will actually have them. So, guys, that Justice League Unlimited and that Justice League show, if y'all haven't watched every episode, they're on Netflix. That show's so good. Like I said earlier, I keep myself, Young Justice, those are really good shows, guys. Really good shows. So they just keep getting better and better. And you know, those are good shows. You know the animated movies that they're putting out every month or every other month. Those are pretty shows really good, too. I just got done watching Justice League versus Teen Titans. That was a really good show for an hour and 19 minutes. They have a free on Facebook, so check those out. Check those out. DC Online game. Yeah, how to play DC 2 on PS2. Play that game. That's legit. And also play DC Online. That is another legit game. Even though I haven't been on there for a while. Gonna actually probably start getting back on there pretty soon. So, guys, just talk to you guys. You know, like I said, our first comic book movie episode that's going on. And, you know, DC Comics, I mean, it looks like you guys, y'all be on. I am worried about, how to see that Snyder, that he got one more time with me, and then I'm trying to be done with the whole situation. Because I was about 95%, actually, 85% of not didn't want to go see that movie. It looks really, like I said, I saw it twice. First time I give it a 5, second time I give it a 7, it went up 2 points. It was just too slow for me. And another thing is, I think Wonder Woman, the person that played Wonder Woman, she needs to be just a little bit more thicker. So I'm eager to see what's going on. There was rumors about Chris Pine being my boy Flash. And, if I can get Green Arrow in the movie, that would be great. And Steven Saint. Red Arrow is legit too. Don't take nothing away from them, guys. It's crazy now. There has been talk about Christopher Nolan coming back and doing some of the movies and helping with producing and directing. So we'll definitely see what's going on. I mean, if they're doing $500 billion, all them guys is getting paid like crazy. The reviews is back. They got a 40% on Rotten Tomatoes. Everybody else, all the DC Universe fans, don't be delusional, guys. If you're a DC fan, you got to be smart with what's going on. I think they got the wrong person to play Lex Luthor. If they would have picked that dude, that's the one gentleman, I'm not sure what his name is, that played Dan Cross in Ant-Man. He was Yellow Jacket. You guys want to go see Ant-Man, the villain in that movie, man, is Darren Cross. He is Yellow Jacket. He has the same exact powers as Ant-Man. He can get big and small. I think that would have been a perfect Lex Luthor. I just felt like he tried to be like the Joker too much in that movie. You know, Lex Luthor is not, that's not Lex Luthor. Lex Luthor is the brain. He can build machines. You know, he found out Superman's weaknesses. If they can just go back to the cartoon and the cartoons and the animated movies, they'd be in a lot better shape. But DC is, however, still losing with this movie coming out, just for the simple fact that, just think if they would have kept dropping a movie or a couple of movies every week. I mean, every year. They would have been in a lot better shape. Now, have they waited 3 years before they dropped Batman versus Superman? I don't understand why they did this. If they would have just kept going, you never want to keep the fan, I want to see, what's DC going on. You never want to have them questionable, because if it's questionable, they're going to turn their back. If they have to question it, you know, as quick as that, they can turn their back real quick, you know. You know, it's just a bad situation. I felt like, you know, they could have dropped the Teen Titans movie, would have been a good idea. Drop the Young Justice movie, which I think that's what they're going to try to do after the Justice League. Hopefully they make the Teen Titans first and then do Young Justice and do it like that. That will actually be good. There's already been rumored that Suicide Squad 2. Definitely waiting to see that. That's going to come out on around August. Lone Wolf and Big Bad Wolf stays on that month. So we're definitely going to be waiting to see that. If you don't know, if you're not familiar with Suicide Squad, read the comic books or look it up. See it on Wikipedia, which y'all going to do that anyway. But it's better if you go get that movie. This movie is called Assault on Arkham. You'll definitely get to see that is the Suicide Squad. The only difference is instead of Shark, Killer Shark, the villain that was in the Flash movie, he is going to be Killer Croc, which is part of the Suicide Squad. Basically, all DC villains are the Suicide Squad. Suicide Squad 2, probably going to add more villains to be good guys. We got Harley Quinn, Deadshot. There's a girl, lady with a sword from Japan, which she's actually a villain. I'm not sure what her name is, but she's actually in Green Arrow. She's part of Ra's al Ghul's protege or something like that. I have no. The only three people that I'm through is Deadshot, and you guys know Deadshot because of the games. Arkham Origins and Arkham Knight. Arkham City. So, with that being said, those shows are pretty legit. Suicide Squad is going to be legit, guys. I feel like that's going to be that movie should definitely do over $300 million for sure its first weekend. A lot of people have been waiting on that. I just want to see what Will Smith got up his sleeve. Good actor. They got him playing Deadshot. They got that dude Joel Kinnaman. He was actually RoboCop. And he was also in Run All Night. Good actor. They also got that guy that's playing. I forgot his name. He was in the Terminator that came out last year. He was the good guy going to go help Arnold Schwarzenegger. If you haven't seen Terminator 5, check that movie out. Pretty dope movie. Hit us up on social media, guys. Let us know what's going on. You want to talk about this episode more in detail, or if you want to talk about any episode or any future episodes that we have, please feel free to call in and hit us up on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to actually be starting a chat room for that, so keep it locked here, especially for DC and Marvel movies. They have groups. Marvel versus DC online all the time. I hear a lot of, and it's really a cult on there. Not really a cult, but, DC Universe always has something negative to say. And me, I'm a Marvel fan, so I'm going to talk shit just like you guys talk shit online. So it's really cool. I saw something that had Marvel versus DC on there. Marvel Comics versus DC Universe on there, and they were saying something about DC would kill Marvel. And the only thing I have to say about that is, no, they wouldn't, because we have the Hulk. Yes, you guys have Solomon Grundy, but he obviously electrocuting him stops him and slows him down. You guys have power, a lot of power villains over there. We do too, also, Marvel. So it's going to be, I guess that fight will happen all day if they were to fight. I got a feeling that the game might happen. I'm just waiting for the DC to drop some more movies, because I think Arkham City, Arkham Asylum, and Arkham Knight, and Arkham Origins is all good games. I'm just tired of DC. They keep promoting Batman over again, like you guys don't have no other heroes. And, I know Suicide Squad, but, y'all got to start putting in other people. That should have already been a Green Lantern 2. That should have been a Flash 2 and 3 already. Martian Manhunter, Cyborg, Wonder Woman. I mean, those movies are in process now, but y'all should have been making those movies. And we should be in Justice League Part 2 and Part 3 right now. So, you know, I just feel like, you know, it's not DC's not all about Batman and Superman. Y'all got a lot of other heroes there and a lot of other villains there. So, you know, Legends of Tomorrow, if they decided to come out with a movie and use the same characters that y'all using in Legends of Tomorrow and make a movie about it, that's going to actually do good. If you use the same character as you did in The Flash, Grant Gustin, then Ezra Miller. I don't even know who the fuck Ezra Miller is. It's just like y'all just threw him in there because he had a face for The Flash. I felt like he doesn't even look like The Flash, honestly. Grant Gustin looks more like The Flash. So, with that being said, you know, just promote the people that y'all need to promote. All the Justice League should have already had their movie. We should have already been talking about part twos and threes when it comes to those movies. Suicide Squad, I got a feeling that's going to be a really good movie to watch. I'm excited for that movie to watch. I'm actually going to check that out twice. I'm going to be a Batman Superman. I wasn't even supposed to see that movie twice, but I did just because, you know, I like comic books and that's what I'm about. So, for you guys that don't know, the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen is part of DC. Also, 300 is a part of DC also. So, there's been talk about it, that being some kind of crossover, so we'll definitely see what's going on with that. You know, with that being said, you know, hit us up on social media, www.facebook.com, twitter.com, instagram.com. We were uploading the episodes on YouTube, and you guys don't be afraid to call in. We're not going to bite. You know, we can agree to disagree. You know, let your voice be heard, because when you guys call in, and you know, it opened up the door for everybody else to call in. You know, people that was timid to call in at first might not be so timid if you was calling. They're probably waiting on somebody to call in, and then they're going to call in. So, with that being said, you know, you guys have a good weekend. We'll check you guys out next Wednesday at 10. Keep it locked here. Wolfpack TV, big things is happening. Wolf Nation, Outsider for Life, you hear it first. Peace.